Shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And this radio show goes places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. We're at your service here at 877-876-PHIL. I give that number out proudly and lovingly because the phone system has been repaired. Hey. We did have a technical problem last night. It has been absolutely fixed by our friends at the phone company, so thank you. So we will take your calls tonight, and we'll have a full show. We are also online with a live streaming video of our show. It's called Phil TV in HD. There I am. We're broadcasting from our sewer studio this evening, although we have a number of different slides that we show you throughout the broadcast, and we also have an outdoor camera toward the El Pacifico so you can see the roiling and rolling surf of the Pacific. Now, a lot of stuff to get to in terms of the news tonight. A reminder, though, that we are giving away a free backstage pass. That is a free subscription 1 month to our website. You can listen to everything on the website, and that is thousands. You won't be able to listen to all of it. You won't be able to listen to all of it. Thousands of hours, thousands of full shows on our website, including our daily podcast, including our archived, our five-day video archive, our daily video cast. You can win a free backstage pass. All you have to do is either go to our Twitter account, which is twitter.com/PhilHendryShow, and hashtag Phil Hendry, there, or like our fan page at Facebook, facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, spelled P-H-A-N-S, Phil Hendry Fans, spelled P-H-A-N-S. And we'll be doing that drawing toward the end of the month, and a lucky listener, you know.
Yeah, some lucky listener.
Some lucky listener will get a free BSP baby in the month of February, which we have designated as Phil History Month. So get your...
Don't mean no disrespect to black people, but it's Phil History Month, too.
Right, right. We're not... We'll ask questions that...
Ask some questions about, like, if you dated a black girl. Man, don't be a smartass.
I was going to say, don't be a smartass, bud. I know what I'm doing. All right, this is a very important story, and we're going to have with us here Don... Mixa from the University of Washington, and it goes something like this. John Huntsman, who is running for president, is a former ambassador to the country of China, and apparently is upset because Ron Paul supporters called him a Manchurian candidate in a YouTube video that they produced. Now, Manchurian Candidate was a film made in the late 1950s, early 60s, I forget when. And it's about some soldiers returning from the Korean War, where it develops one or two or some, I don't remember, were kidnapped by the Chinese and were brainwashed. And were brainwashed into being deep cover type agents. You can well imagine there have been other scenarios, other fantastical scenarios where they, you know, brainwash a cat and he goes into the society and suddenly on a particular... Oh, I don't know, code word, he wakes up and, you know, blows up bridges and stuff. So Manchurian Candidate was a film that starred Lawrence Harvey and Frank Sinatra, and it had that scenario. And I forget who was the Manchurian Candidate.
Probably Frank Sinatra, because he would have demanded that in the contract.
Yeah, whatever, okay. So, yeah, Frank Sinatra, because he would have demanded it in his contract to be the Manchurian Candidate. Anyway, we have on the line here Don Mixa. What we're going to talk about... this guy, John Huntsman, the candidate, Don, you are a very well-known progressive professor there at the University of Washington, and I know you're at a book fair tonight.
It is our first annual book fair, Phil, the Progressive Teacher Alliance book fair, that's correct.
Anyway, well, in any event, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And did you see the video at all?
I haven't seen the video, no. I only know of its the existence of the video because of the news reports, and I know the comments that were made.
Well, the story is that I have here in the Concord Monitor. This is the New Hampshire newspaper, which obviously is, to some extent, a paper of record these days, since the New Hampshire primary is in the offing. John Huntsman doesn't much like a YouTube video apparently posted by Ron Paul supporters that calls the former Utah governor and ambassador to China a Manchurian candidate in the Republican presidential race. The video, John Huntsman's Values, was posted Wednesday by NH Liberty for Paul, a username created the same day. No other videos are posted under that username. The video features clips of Huntsman speaking Mandarin and images of his adopted daughter, Gracie Mei, M-E-I, from China, and Asha Bharati from India, with text including, "The Manchurian Candidate, American Values or Chinese?" and "China John's Daughters Even Adopted?" question mark. You got a comment?
Well, I can tell you this. It doesn't come as any surprise to any progressive or any liberal voter that this is the type of tactic that would be engaged in by the far-right candidacy of Ron Paul. The best thing that we can do on our side of the political equation is to not do anything, is to not say anything, because I think to involve ourselves. But I would simply say that... this is good news because what it does is it exposes, I think, Ron Paul and his supporters for the extreme thinkers that they are. And but if in remaining silent, and we also do not want to lend credibility to anything that these people say, but we certainly do at the same time want to encourage them. So that's our challenge.
And now, what do you mean?
Well, I think the challenge of any progressive voter is if when you see something like this happen, you don't want to go out and vocally say, "I condemn that," because then it makes you look as if you're a John Huntsman supporter. I'm not a John Huntsman supporter by any stretch of the imagination. He's a Republican, but we do want to say something about it. Because in saying something about it, we want to inspire more of these videos. You see what I'm saying? So the challenge is, how do we keep more...
You want these videos to keep coming?
Well, of course. I mean, anybody who is on my side of the political equation, of course we want to see more of these videos, because the more they come out, the more they make the people that originated them look like the imbeciles that they are, you know. And so I have to tell you, it's for us, it's a very mixed blessing.
All right, we're talking here with Don Mixa from the University of Washington at a book fair tonight for your teacher or professor student alliance.
That is great. We have a progressive faculty student alliance here at the University of Washington that I am very humbled to say I founded, and I continue to, in many ways, I continue to breathe life into it, because we have been hounded by the conservative elements here on campus as well. But let me just say this, Phil. Even as I'm at this book fair tonight, when I get this news about the Ron Paul supporters and their attack on John Huntsman, it is good news. It's difficult to say that, but it is good news.
All right, well, when you say it's good news, what you're basically saying is the more stupid things that come out of the Ron Paul camp, the better. But, you know, Ron Paul is a marginal candidate, and so it's not necessarily going to make him appear... You know, what difference does it make if you drum him out of the race? He's always going to have these supporters.
Well, I think what it does, it marginalizes him. It continues to marginalize him. He's never going to have a mainstream base of support. That's number one. Number two, I think if it is just Ron Paul, it is still coming from the Republican side, this racist, this very racially informed kind of criticism, where a guy can't even adopt a Chinese girl without somebody making fun of you. I think it makes the individuals that support, frankly, the Republican Party, it makes them look like... And my daughter used a phrase that I would never use, but I thought it was interesting because it came from, you know, as they say, out of the mouths of babes, when she said that it makes them look like booger eaters.
And booger eaters? The
Republicans that engage in this kind of thing, yeah. And I think that, you know, if we can get ourselves past the obvious, obviously distasteful description there, Phil, I think in a lot of ways, it is the perfect description. The Republican Party, the conservatives, continue to act like the booger eaters of American politics. And
well, it's a little bit of name-calling there, Don.
I don't think so, Phil.
No, it's a little bit of name-calling. It's a little juvenile, and it engages in the very same thing In my opinion, that these fools that do these videos... Now, let's take a look at this John Huntsman video so that we know what we're talking about. It's a video that was made by people who purport to be Ron Paul supporters, calling him a Manchurian candidate, meaning he's some kind of a spy, you know.
Yes, that's correct.
It's a video that mocks his adopted daughters. Now, that's a pretty low blow, talking about American values or Chinese... But then it does something that I think is even more asinine. It finds it suspicious, or these people find it suspicious, that John Huntsman can speak Mandarin Chinese.
Well, that right there shows a level of intelligence that's not very high. But if you're going to be the ambassador to China and you speak Chinese, that's a plus. That's not a drawback. If you've got a guy that's going to be president of the United States and he doesn't understand that it's a good thing to have an ambassador to China that speaks Chinese, I think you've made a big mistake in selecting the president of the United States. And we have to, at this point, always ask ourselves how much of these points of view are shared by Ron Paul.
Now, Ron, to be fair, Ron Paul has condemned this video.
Well, yeah, sure he did. You know,
well, hold on for a minute.
No, I don't want to hear it. I'm telling you, Phil, I don't want to hear it. I've heard it over and over again that Ron Paul condemns this, Ron Paul condemns that, but the stuff keeps coming out.
Well, hold on for a minute. I think it's the nature of the man's campaign and the nature of the kind of supporters that he has fostered, where he allows his supporters to speak whatever, you know, whatever truth they want to speak, and I don't think that it... I don't think it necessarily reflects what he believes.
I think that is very convenient for Ron Paul to say. I think it's very convenient to say, oh, I would never in a million years would I ever support this. I'm not buying it at all. I think what you've got here is a presidential candidate, ladies and gentlemen, who thinks it's bad to have an ambassador to China that speaks Chinese. Believes that the fact that he's been in China makes him some kind of a threat to the U.S. people, that he's going to come over here and wake up from his, as you mentioned, Phil, some deep hypnotic sleep and begin to blow up bridges, and that his daughters are adopted, and somehow that means he's got Chinese values. I think Ron Paul's got a lot to answer for.
Well, again, and I have to be fair, Ron Paul has condemned this video, as he did condemn the writings that appeared in his various newsletters years ago. And I will take the guy at his word. I will be suspicious, I suppose, of anyone that would allow that kind of writing to appear in any newsletter with his name on it. I got to be honest with you. If you're going to use a man's name, say this is New Hampshire for Phil Hendry, and here is a video where we make fun of a man's Chinese kids. I would at least say, would you please take my name off of that, all right, we have on the line with us Don Mixa. He's from the University of Washington. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Are these videos reflective of Ron Paul's beliefs? I know he's denying it, but we have these videos, or we have this one video, we have these writings. He's also denied that those are reflective of his beliefs, but still in all, folks, they exist. There seems to be a unending supply of this kind of offensive material. 877-876-PHIL, back with Don Mixa here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Don Mixa from the University of Washington. As we talk here about, and we just lost the line there, bud, so let's pull that back up. Don Mixa from the University of Washington, as we talk here about this video, I should say. And Don, are you with us?
I'm right here, Phil, yeah.
Okay, we're discussing this video that Ron Paul supporters posted that attack him for being a Manchurian candidate, that attack him for having Asian daughters, that attack him for knowing Mandarin Chinese. I think that you guys released a statement earlier in the day where you were talking about everyone knows the Chinese are funny or something like that?
No. I didn't say what we said was, Phil, and you know what I would appreciate, we don't want to be misrepresented the way that we want people to know how we feel. We don't want some of these idiots talking for us. I said, and I think it's an opinion held by you know, a lot of Americans, that the Chinese or the Japanese or what have you, you know, you can find, you can make a case for how funny they may talk or how funny they may look or how funny they may do a lot of things, but to come out in public and to say that, to come out in public and to say, hey, this guy's got Chinese daughters.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. But so you agree with these attitudes?
No, I most certainly do not agree with these attitudes. I do not believe that there is a Manchurian candidate case to be made about John Huntsman. I do not believe.
What about your comments, though, that the Chinese are funny looking, or?
No, I didn't say that. Hold on, Phil. Slow down.
you didn't say that they were funny looking?
No, I did not say that. I said, in American, if I can just back up here.
Go ahead.
I said, in American culture, it is very common for us to find it humorous to look at the Chinese or the Japanese and to make the jokes. And you've heard the jokes. I heard this young lady who had the video that was posted at UCLA, and it was very tasteless. But, you know, she was saying...
This was that woman that was this female student that was talking about the Asians that live in her dormitory.
Yeah, she was saying, oh, Chongqing Cha, if you remember the...
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, she sounded like an imbecile.
She sounded like an imbecile. Okay, she sounded like an imbecile. But what I'm saying is that she... what I'm trying to say is everyone knows that you're going to find a moment in your day when you see a Chinese or Japanese person, or you may think of a Chinese or Japanese person, and you may think, you don't act on it, you don't do anything to encourage it in others, but you may think of a Asian face with the very stereotypical buck teeth and the round, you know, horn-rimmed glasses, and you may find that amusing in and of yourself. Now, that's a far cry from me going out and saying it to people, hey, I just saw a buck-toothed Japanese guy. He was really funny. Why don't you come to my house and I'll show you pictures? And who knows? I may have pictures, and I may have an entire library with the walls that are covered with pictures of a buck-toothed Japanese individual.
All right, but what is the point you're making here? Are you saying...
The point I'm making...
Are you saying that there is... that as long as you keep that quiet, you're better than the Huntsman people? It's not the Huntsman people.
It's the Ron Paul people are the ones with the video.
Yeah, are you better than the Ron Paul people who come right out? And they didn't even say anything that crass.
What they said was far more crass. What they said was far more crass.
You think what the Ron Paul video saying that John Huntsman is a Manchurian candidate, that John Huntsman is suspicious because he knows Mandarin Chinese, and that he has Chinese values because his daughters are Asian, you think that's worse than mocking Asians for having what you call the stereotypical buck teeth?
I absolutely believe that, yeah. I mean, if I engage in some kind of humor where I say, I have a very dear friend, he is a Chinese professor, he teaches he teaches two of our physics classes and to our freshmen, and I say that I have a very good friend, Dr. King, who is our physics professor, and he sometimes sounds like this when he teaches class, all tong, ching, tong, tong, you know, like that, and I'm making people laugh. That's got nothing to do with me being a racist. That's just me making fun of the way he sounds. But I'm not coming on YouTube. And
that's just you making fun of the way he sounds, but that's not being a racist.
No, it is not. And just hear me out, Phil, okay? Because I think there's a tendency to jump all over people. I'm talking about something that's really serious, and that's Ron Paul calling Huntsman a Manchurian candidate.
Okay, so Ron Paul didn't do it.
No, I don't believe that.
Well, Ron Paul's supporters call him a Manchurian candidate, but you say of a Chinese professor, Chung Ching Chao Chang, that's not as bad. Ron Paul's people are worse because they are accusing a guy of being a bad American.
That's exactly what I'm saying, and I think that's what has to stop. And I am not a racist, and no one's going to call me a racist because, first of all, Ron Paul's people screwed up. They're the ones that are making these videos and taking all the heat off of anybody like myself who might make an innocent joke about a Chinese guy with an overbite.
All right, well, I don't know if that's the case or not. We're talking to Don Mixa, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. When's Ron Paul going to lasso these supporters of his? And are they all that racist calling John Huntsman a Manchurian candidate? Here's Don Mixa, a prominent progressive who thinks it's funny the Chong Chang Kang jokes. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And with us is Don Mixa from the University of Washington on a videotape released by so-called supporters of Ron Paul today that accuse John Huntsman. And I know a lot of people don't know who he is, but he's running for president. He's a Republican candidate. And these Ron Paul supporters in New Hampshire accuse him of being some kind of a Manchurian candidate. I don't know that people really know what a Manchurian candidate is.
We are trying to educate people, Phil, to that, and it's not easy. When you have people like Ron Paul and these other far-right candidates, and I have been personally attacked myself. And
but the attacks, when you call them attacks, they're questions, though, Don, you know.
Well, what do you mean they're questions?
You were cited in the student newspaper up there. You're living with one of your students who is, I believe, of age.
Yeah, she most certainly is of age. Yes, she is, sir. And I think that was the confusion. Somebody said she was 17 and a half. She is going to be 18 in June. She is a student, technically a student here and at the high school, but
That's underage.
She is not underage as long as she is attending classes here at the university, and that's what you don't understand, and that's what many of these people don't understand. I'm not singling you out, Phil, but we've got a lot of people that think they understand how it is. And
if you're living with a woman who is a girl who is 17 and a half, and she's not yet 18, it doesn't matter if she's going to college or not.
Yes, it does. Otherwise, it would be a violation of the law that she's attending classes here, and I had her move in with me. Now, this is exactly the kind...
You had her move in with you, did she?
Yes, she wanted to. No, I didn't kidnap her. She's living with me. See, you immediately want to sidetrack the discussion and talk about my life and my choices and my lifestyle choices.
No, I don't. I don't want to do that. You brought up the fact that you were attacked or otherwise you were, you know what I'm saying? That people were bringing up your life and saying that you are, you have no right to criticize because look at how you live. You brought that up.
Yes, but I don't want to belabor the point. Here is the point, Phil. The point is that Ron Paul has smeared John Huntsman. He's not a man that I support. I'm a progressive. I'm a Democrat and a progressive. But I'm here trying to defend him anyway against these attacks by these right-wingers. And I get, in return, people directing questions at me about my own personal life. This is my private life. This is my private time. I don't think anybody has the right to stick a camera or a tape recorder in my bedroom or in my bathroom or any place that I consider sacrosanct.
I'm sorry to have to interrupt you, Don.
No, I know. You're like a broken record, though, like a lot of these people.
No, you haven't made a case yet that if you're living with a girl who is 17 and a half, and because she's in college, you say there's nothing illegal about what you're doing.
Well, first of all, there would be nothing illegal about what I was doing. I have her mother's consent. Okay.
Do you have her mother's consent to have relations with her?
I'm not going to make any comment. See, again, this is what I'm saying. You stick a microphone or a camera into my bedroom, into my bathroom, on my person, in areas of my life or on my body that no one, and I mean no one, not even a woman that I was intimate with would ever be allowed to look at or see or go near. You understand what I'm saying? So this is pretty private. And yet, that's what you're doing.
I don't see it.
You don't see it?
No, I don't see it. I don't think it's an inappropriate question. I think if I ask you, are you living with a woman, and you say she's 17 and she is a person of, you know, she's in college, so that makes it okay. I have her mother's permission. You don't tell me, do you have her mother's permission to have sex with her? I don't even think.
That is an asinine comment, Phil.
All right, okay, but I don't think that you, say what you want, but I don't think even if you had her permission, you'd be allowed to do that. 877-876-PHIL. Now, later on in the show, Margaret Gray is going to be joining us. She's calling us from Santa Monica. Margaret, how are you doing?
Well, I'm all right, Phil. I had a question, though. I know that I was scheduled to be on your program a little bit later on, but I do have a question here for, it's Dr. Mixer?
It's Professor Mixer, yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm curious. I was in college myself at one time. I did have a relationship with a professor at the time, and I found it to be one that was not satisfactory. I was used. And eventually I was really just thrown out of his life. And so I have anger about that. Do you fear that you will make a woman out of the girl you're living with so angry by throwing her from your life that she will seek some kind of revenge?
I don't know what the lady's talking about here.
Well, Margaret, what do you mean?
What I mean is this. I was living with a professor of geography at the University of Pennsylvania when he decided he was going to go back to his wife. And let's just say that I took my revenge on the man, and I'm wondering if this man here fears the same thing happening to him.
Well, I if you're talking about something violent, no, I do not.
I am not talking about something violent. But I am talking about something that would put fear into you.
All right, Margaret, you're really, to me, it sounds like you're encouraging it, okay?
No, I'm not encouraging it, Phil. I'm simply saying that when you play with a young woman's heart, you know, as Shakespeare is often, we're often reminded by Shakespeare, you know, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Yes, I know all about the Shakespeare quote, God Almighty. Yeah.
Well, you know something, sir? I put fear into this man for playing with my heart the way he did.
What did you do?
Well, I'll tell you, and I can assure you it will frighten you. I'm not saying that I was mentally sound at the time. I will tell you that I was emotionally very distraught.
What did you do?
I broke into his home.
Did you destroy his furniture?
I broke into his home, and I defecated on his furniture.
Well, I think...
Good Lord.
I think you needed a doctor. I think you need a psychiatrist. I think if you still think that way, you need a psychiatrist.
But doesn't that frighten you?
I am not going to comment one way or the other on whether that frightens me or not. I think you need a psychiatrist.
Well, I don't do it anymore, Professor Mixa. So I'm asking you, does that frighten you? I'm not that girl anymore.
I am. I'm not going to make a comment.
You don't even want to comment if that girl did that to you.
If that woman did that to me, I would call the police and a psychiatrist.
Does it frighten you?
I'm not going to talk to this woman anymore.
All right, Margaret, thank you very much for your call. You've said enough and you've made enough comments that I think we can just let that go.
That is a very disturbed woman right there. You know.
Well, she's bringing up the idea of living with a young woman, a college student, and is it something that eventually you're going to wind up paying for?
That you're asking me questions about a relationship that I have with a young woman who
is 17 and is, living with you on a college campus, and you seem to think it's legal because she's underage, but she's
going to college. She's going to college. She's going to college. C-O-L-L-E-G-E. That means she's not a high school student. She's a woman in college. Do you understand? And the caller that you just had on, talking about defecating on a man's furniture, I think that is, she's encouraging. If that young woman is listening to the show right now.
The young woman that you're living with?
Yes. And she is of a mind, she will.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. That was a sick, twisted story. Wow. 877-876-PHIL. Don Mixa with us talking about the inappropriateness of the Ron Paul supporters' video. But here he's living with a young lady, 17 years of age, on campus. He's one of his students. And meanwhile, we just had Margaret Gray call in with something from her past that was unbelievable. 877-876-PHIL. Maybe Don Mixa ought to be paying more attention to what's happening on campus at the University of Washington and less attention to what's happening in New Hampshire. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
What she did is she put fear into me, yeah.
All right, we're back here with Don Mixa, the professor from University of Washington. Don is he's the chairman of a faculty-student progressive alliance. They're having a book fair this evening, and we're talking to him about the video that was released by Ron Paul supporters in New Hampshire that alleges John Huntsman to be a Manchurian candidate and so forth. This is really more of something that hurts Ron Paul than it would, let's say, John Huntsman or even the people that produced the video. So why would why wouldn't we think that perhaps it's some kind of a conspiracy coming from the left?
I was waiting for that, Phil.
I'm not saying it is, but...
I was waiting for that. I think I think in the days to come you're going to hear that. I think you'll hear that from Ron Paul supporters, and you'll hear it from Ron Paul that the left is probably doing it or this or that. And maybe, because I don't think anybody on that, who would think that anyone on the right would be that crafty or tricky, I guess. But no, I think it's, the thing that I think is really without precedent in my experience is for you to allow that woman on the air to talk about going into a professor's apartment that she knew and doing what she described that she did all over his furniture. And
you did admit that it did frighten you.
Of course it frightened me. It would frighten any man. It would frighten any man to have a young 17, 18-year-old woman who idolized you. And when you tell her that it's time for you to move on, you're going back to your wife or you're moving on with your life or whatever you're doing, she turns into some kind of a thing from hell. Yes, sir, it would frighten me.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Eric. Eric, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hi.
Yes,
I'm actually a former New York State chair of an organization called Young Americans for Liberty, and we're a pretty prominent liberty-minded organization in the United States. And I'm also a Ron Paul supporter. And I happen to tune into the show. Actually, I'm in the car right now on my way to New Hampshire, of all places. And I have to say that, I've heard a lot of the chatter within the liberty movement and within a lot of Ron Paul supporters. I'm pretty well in tune with that scene nationally. And I have to say, most of us are pretty disgusted. I haven't heard anybody say they like that ad. And I know personally for me, I mean, it's gross and it's disgusting and racism is abhorrent. And at the same time, look, if someone can speak Chinese, that's all beneficial for someone to be president who can speak multiple languages. So I think this is really,
I'd like to ask the young man. Can I ask the young man a question, Bill?
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I think what you just said is very intelligent. Why isn't Ron Paul saying this? What you just said was very articulate, and I think articulates a very good point of view. Why isn't Ron Paul saying, I would like to have an ambassador that could speak Chinese? I think it's good to have to adopt children.
Sure.
But I don't hear that from Ron Paul. I hear Mr. Hendry's listeners calling in and talking to me about some girl.
Well, that was one caller. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, well, thanks for asking the question. What I'd have to say is, gotta ask Ron Paul. I'm not Ron Paul. I don't speak for him. I'm supportive of his policies. But with a question like that, he would be the person to speak to, not me.
So what I gather from Ron Paul and his supporters is on the issues, you want to know what he has to say. But in terms of his personal views vis-a-vis human beings, and you that's not interesting to you. I don't understand that.
Well,
I didn't say that. And if you actually go ahead. Don't interrupt.
I wanted to just ask you, Eric. This is Phil. So you know what he stands for on all the big issues. Then we have these sort of gray areas between issues. I guess we could call it politics with a small p. You know, what do you think of a man that would say another man's a Manchurian candidate because he happened to live in China? Do you have any feelings about that? Not you, but Ron Paul. Do you have any feelings about that, the level of intelligence that would take? You know, that to you, that's not important.
What do I ask him the question about the woman that defecated all over the man's apartment?
That's got nothing to do with the issue we're talking about, though. I'm talking about this particular issue. You know what I'm saying, Eric?
I don't know who made that video, but it's not intelligent, and it's downright kind of stupid,
right.
Actually.
Okay. All right, Eric, thank you for your call.
Can I ask
you
one more question?
Go ahead. Thanks, guys.
Eric, this is Professor Mexi. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
A woman called the show here moments ago and said she videoed herself defecating in a man's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought that up. Because she didn't want to talk about Ron Paul or John Huntsman. She wanted to smear me personally. Now, what would Ron Paul have to say about that?
Well, it's not appropriate to bring that up in a radio show. I mean, I don't know what he would say about that, but he's a pretty reasonable, sound person, and I know what I would.
It wasn't your apartment.
No, but she was threatening to do it in my apartment.
No, she wasn't. She was saying she did it to it.
What he would say is that's criminal, and it's an invasion of property rights. And that legal action be taken against that woman.
Right. That's a good point. But that woman would say, but he dumped me and went back to his wife and a lot of stuff that's really irrelevant.
Well, this is a very interesting conversation. So all the emotional colors that go with the dumping of a woman you don't want to talk about, you want to be right down the line here in terms of law, like any good libertarian. Anyway, Eric, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
No, wait, hold on for a minute. I'm not a libertarian, Phil, okay?
Well, you sound like one there. Well, you know, I mean, it's against the law, and we're just going to have to deal with her. Let's go over here to another caller, 877-876-7445. Here is Donald on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Donald.
Hi, Phil. Long time, first time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I would like to know the moral integrity of the Ron Paul backers who, it's almost like molestation of 17-year-old people. I mean, women, men, who knows? But there's justification for that. It's not right.
What is this gentleman?
He's talking about you living with that girl.
She's a college student, sir, so it's...
College,
it's perfectly fine.
Maybe she jumped a couple grades, but 17-year-old college student doesn't make her an adult.
And, she's living on campus.
She was libertarian, conservative, whatever.
Right.
He's not going anywhere. If you justify yourself with a 17-year-old,
well, Ron Paul's done. You know that, right? He's done.
I'm a high school teacher.
Okay, sir.
And what are you?
Ron Paul's done. I'm a college professor, and that's correct. So I think I've got a little bit more going for me.
A little bit more. Experience.
Whoa, hold on. Let's not get personal here, okay?
No, I'm not getting personal.
Relations with a 17-year-old person, daughter, girl.
Well, I mean, she needed a place to live, and she's living in the...
You had relations with her.
No, I didn't say that. I said that she's legal if I was that desperate, but I'm not.
She's legal.
She's living in a college community. Drinking at the, I don't know what she does, but I wouldn't get involved with her only because I don't want to have happen to me what that other woman did. I don't know if you heard.
What are you in, sir? What political affiliation?
I am if I tell you, now you're going to hold it against all of them.
He's a Democrat.
Absolutely.
You know what? I wish that you had not said that.
Well, that's what you are. You came on the program. You said you're a Democrat and a progressive.
That is true, but I didn't want him to know.
Democrat, progressive.
Yes, sir.
Polygamy, Democratic, too?
I think it is. Very democratic.
If their parents say it's okay, you can, like, take them, too?
Well, if you're interested, I can send you a brochure. I don't know what he's talking about.
I think what the gentleman is trying to make the point.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. It sounds to me like you're interested in it.
The moral integrity of your party, whoever you're backing up, whatever you're doing, sir,
Well, I'm saying to you that I would never get involved with her just because I'd be afraid of what would happen, like that other lady said she'd do.
Why is there a subject?
Because I'm being attacked by it. Because I said what I said about Ron Paul, people attacked me because I got a 17-year-old broad. Excuse my saying that. A 17-year-old woman. Who I said woman.
No, you said broad. You said broad.
I corrected myself and I said woman.
17-year-old girl.
No, I said 17-year-old. I said.
You said
woman.
Broad.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, you did. You said broad. I heard you say broad.
All right, so I said that I crap on my furniture if you don't.
All right, hold on for a minute. Donald, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Oh, God.
Phil Henry.